弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brother and sister.
我们祝所有的父亲节快乐。
I wish all the fathers happy Father's Day.
那么我们这时候也特别讲到我们的天父，就是每天每时每刻都也在看顾我们。
So we think about Heavenly Father watching over us every moment and every day.
今天我们继续来看彼得后书。
Today we're going to continue study Second Peter.
那么这是我们彼得后书的系列。前后书系列的最后一段经文了。
So this will be the last passage of this first and second Peter.
希望神借着这一段经文的学习，赐给我们美好的领悟和灵性。
So through those passages, so that we can continue to learn and grow.
那么前几年我看到一个新闻呢，有一个夫妻啊，带着他们的小孩啊，就出门旅行哈。
So I watched a news. There was a couple brought their daughter to travel.
那么他们开车呢是这种到了一个山上的地方哈。
So we drive all the way to the mountain.
那个时候呢正是冬季。
So it was a winter.
那么是圣诞节的期间。
And it was during the Christmas time.
那因为天气不好呢，他们当时啊看到这个路标啊就没有注意到哈。
And because the weather was bad, so they did not pay attention to the road sign.
那个路标就告诉他你不能再往前走了。
And the road sign was telling me do not go further.
他们就没有看见
，But they didn't see it.
他们就继续的一下就开下去了。
So they continue to drive down.
结果天气是越来越恶劣。
And so the weather become worse and worse.
那到了晚上的时候，已经是鹅毛大雪的时候。
And so there was a huge snowstorm during at night.
然后他们的车子也被陷在当时的那个公路上，就没有办法移动。
So they got stuck in the snow, no longer can drive.
然后呢，他们这个电这个手机呢？都也快没电了、啊、
And so their phone start losing the power.
然后也没有信号。
And no signal.
那么很遗憾的是呢，救援的人呢没有能及时的赶到、啊、
And unfortunately, the rescue people could not rescue them in time.
所以一家三口，包括这小孩子，都是就最后被冻死在那个地方。
So all three, the family of three, all were freeze to death.
所以呢，这是。我们生活中一个很常见的经验
This is something that is very common in our life.
就是我们无论到哪里，我们要对周围的环境啊，我们所处的情况，我们有一个正确的判断。
And so no matter where we go or what we do, we need to have a good, right decisions.
我们知道我们的身体是非常脆弱的。
We know our physical body is very fragile.
我们对环境的依赖呢是很强的。
We're very dependent on our environment.
如果这个环境对我们不利的话，我们没有办法生存。
If the physical environment is not good for us, then sometimes we cannot survive.
所以呢，这个气候啊，地理的这个是这样的情况哈。
So the weather and geographies are just like that.
其实呢，我们对我们生存的这个世界的理解也是一样的。
And same as how we survive.
我们对这个世界的理解呢，如果是正确的话
，You will understand our world correctly.
我们就能够。安然的生存。
So we can continue to survive.
那如果我们对这个世界的环境判断是错误的
，But if we judge the situations wrong,
那可能会危害到我们自身的生存。
There will be a danger to us.
所以很多的时候呢，这个就要我们对这个世界有个特别清楚的了解。
So we have to understand this world clearly.
那么人类呢，因为我们生活在这个世界啊。是一个迷惑的世界
And so this world is very confusing.
所以很多时候我们对我们的所处的环境我们不能有一个正确的判断
And very often we cannot make a right judgment.
这就是我们常常遇到一些极其艰难情况的原因
And so that's how we face very difficult situations.
我前几次讲到有提到过现今这个世界可以用一个字来描写
And so I have talked about the last few sermons in use of one word.
这个字就是乱
And chaotic.
所以到处你无论到哪里看这个世界是乱的。
And no matter where you go, you see very chaotic.
实际上这个世界的人呢也可以用一个字来描写。
And so you can use one word to describe people.
这个就叫疯。啊、
crazy.
就是发疯。啊、
And get crazy.
所以这个世界所有的事情都让人呢要发疯一样。
And all the things that happen in the world will make people crazy.
所以在这个世界上我们要保持一个清醒的头脑就是要有你的 sanity. 哈
需要什么
?sanity.
Oh, so in order for us to have very clear head, we need to have a sanity.
所以就需要我们对我们所处的世界有一个清楚的认识。
And we need to have a really clear understanding of the world we live in.
所以我们今天跟大家分享题目叫活在三个世界。
So today what we're going to share with you is living in three different worlds.
所以我们首先来看一看我们生活的物质世界是怎么样。
So first we're going to live in the physical world.
我们先来看圣经的经文是在彼得后书的第三章十四节到十八节。
So we're going to study the passage, the 2 Peter chapter 3, 14 to 18.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
彼得后书第三章十四节到十八节。
2 Peter 3, 14 to 18.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless.
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，照着所赐给他们的智慧写了信给你们。
And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you.
他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
And also in his epistles, speaking in them for those things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and stable people twist in their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
So therefore, beloved, since you know this is beforehand, be aware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。
But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
我们看这段经文呢，很容易就分成两段哈。
So it's very easy to divide it two parts.
那么十四节“亲爱的弟兄”和第十七节“亲爱的弟兄”啊，就分别的分成两个段落。
So there's a two parts. Start with the beloved.
那么彼得后书的特点呢，它不是以问安来结束的。
So the characteristic of the Peter is not start with the greeting.
乃是以勉励来结束。
And start with an exhort.
那么这跟其他的书信不太一样。
It's very different than other books.
那么十四节到十六节，彼得是勉励信徒要过一个敬虔的生活。
So from the verse 14 to 16, Peter exhorts believers to live godly lives.
那么十七节到十八节，彼得是勉励信徒要在真道上坚固。
And for 17 to 18, Peter exhorts believers to be firm in the faith and guard against heresies.
我们知道彼得后书的主题呢，就是要防备这些异端。
I know with the theme of the second Peter is talk about to guard against heresies.
那么在第三章的前一部分呢，彼得已经讲过了世界末日的光景。
And so in the beginning of the chapter 3, and talk about what is going to happen to end of the world.
这是我们上个星期所分享的。
And so that's something we talked about last week.
上帝的刑罚必将临到这个世界。
So God's judgment is bound to come.
我们说过不是以洪水。
And not in the, with the flood.
因为乃是以烈火来结束的。
And talk about the fire in destruction.
那彼得也引用了旧约的例子，说明这样的事必将会发生。
And so the Peter quoted the Old Testament that will become.
所以这就提醒我们呢，我们所处的这个物质世界呢，不是自由荣有的。
So that reminds us that the physical world we're living in is not immutable.
而且这个世界不是永远长存的。
And it's not going to be permanent.
这个跟我们平常的感觉是不一样。
And this is very different than what we think.
上次我也提到，我们生活在这个物质世界当中呢，就要受到这个四维时空的这样的限制。
So last time we talked about when we live in the physical world that is limited to our four dimensional time and space.
所以我们以五官来感受这个世界。
We use our five senses to feel this world.
那只有看得见、摸得着的东西，我们知道是真实的。
Now, so the one we can see, we can touch, we think that's real.
那因为我们所生活的这个环境呢，又比较恶劣哈。
And so sometimes we're not in a very the best environment.
所以人在世界首先想到我要生存的话，我要能生存下去，我要有一种安全感。
And so therefore, in order to survive, we need to feel secure.
所以呢？我们只是看到这些表象，其实我们忘记了那背后最重要的东西。
And so very often we only see the surface, but we forgot the things behind.
所以人呢，常常是生活在梦幻之中。
Very often people living in illusion.
其实和彼得的那个时代是一样的。
It's same as when Peter's era.
人类呢，好像现在依然是在这种欺骗和自我欺骗当中生活。
And we are still living in the deception and the self-deception.
好像万物从创造的时候就是这样，我们就以为永远会这样。
So whatever we see now, we think that's going to be permanent.
其实这是一种假象。
But this is illusion.
因为这个我们看到的物质世界不是从先就有的。
And so what we see in the physical world might not be exist before.
它有个开始。
And so it has a beginning.
那么它也有一个结束。
There's also an end.
所以我们人呢应该生活在一个现实当中。
So we need to learn in a reality.
所以我们在现实当中我们认识到这一点才会帮助让我们的信念跟这个现实能够吻合起来。
And so we can match reality and the beliefs.
因为这样的话我们才能够昌盛。
And so, so we can...
thrive.昌盛 thrive、
so we can thrive in this environment、
对，如果我们的认知和现实是抵触的哈
so if our understanding is that against our belief
我们知道那个结果就是什么，那就是我们要失败的
and then we will fail
我们必然会自食其果的
and so we will、have that consequence
那在农业社会呢，人们对这个认识特别清楚的。
So during the agricultural world, that people understand that.
因为你种什么、收什么都要看季节啊、气候啊等等，你要顺着这个规律走。
So whatever you plant is according to the season.
你要有一个错误的话，你马上就会尝到那个后果。
And so if you make one mistake, you're going to have the consequence.
如果今年的收成不好的话，明年你就没有粮食吃了。
And so if you don't have a good harvest this year, you're not going to have food next year.
但是呢？可能有人会说这个现实比较残酷哈
And so this is reality too cruel.
所以人们宁愿说我不要看到这个现实
And people rather to not to see it.
甚至我不要想到死亡
And I don't want to think about death.
那么好像这个死亡就不存在一样
And so death is not there.
美国有一个很受欢迎的电影
And there is a very famous popular movie.
我不知道大家有没有看过
I don't know, have you seen that movie?
这个电影叫 Matrix.
是
黑
客
帝国啊，有没有人看过？这么好的电影居然没哦，有人看过还是有人看？这么好的电影没有人看过、
It's a really good movie.
非常好的电影哈、啊。然后这电影讲的什么故事啊
？And what kind of story is it？
讲到世界突然被一个灾难所袭击哈、啊。
And so there is the earth was attacked by a disaster.
然后呢，这个世界变得人类没有办法生存。
And people could not survive.
所以。就有人创造了一个这个虚幻的世界。
And so people create an illusion world.
所以所有的那个人呢，都是躺在这一个一个这个大的这个实验室的这个病那个柜子里面。
And everybody was laying a big in a box over a lab.
然后呢，他们那个嘴上都有这个管道哈，哎，输这个氧气呀、啊，或者是输这个食物。
So there's some kind of tube to provide the food and oxygen.
所以人呢，基本上处于一个休眠的状态。
And so people are in a resting stage.
就好像那婴儿在那个母亲的肚子里那样。
It's like the fetus in the mother's tomb.
但是呢，这个人的大脑呢，它可以进入到一个虚幻的世界。
And but your brain, their brain, it can go to some kind of different world.
这个虚幻的世界就叫这个 Matrix.
And so this world is called Matrix.
那他进到这里面，在里面的人呢，就好像在一个电脑的世界里一样。
And so those people are looks like in some kind of computer world.
他们像平常人一样，又吃又喝又工作，完全一样。
And so just like normal people, they are working and they walk and living the normal life.
哎，这个故事最奇特的后面是在后面的故事啊。
And so the very unique of the story is the later part.
当有些人发现了人是生活在这种情况下，就有些人从那里面出来了。
And some people discuss that it's not real, so they decide to come out.
于是呢，他们就看到了这个真实的世界是这样。
So they see the what's the real world.
他们要解救还在那个睡眠当中的那些人。
So they want to rescue the people still asleep.
你知道？结果是怎么样？很多人不希望出来的。
And so what happened? A lot of people don't want to come out.
他出来之后看到这个世界，哎呀，太惨了。
So when
我还是不要，我还宁愿回去就好了。
And so when they see the reality, this reality is too cool.
所以弟兄姐妹，是真实，也许不像我们想象的那么美好啊。
And sometimes reality is not as pretty as we think.
但是呢，我们还是要面对的。
But very often we do need to.
这个现实就是我们生活在这个物质世界。
So that the reality is that we are living in a physical world.
这只是一个暂时存在的世界。
But this is a temporary world.
包括我们的生命也是一个非常短暂的一个存在。
Even our life is very temporary.
但是在这个世界之后，还有另外一个世界是灵性的世界。
But beyond this world, there's a spiritual world.
而且这个灵性的世界才是一个真实的世界。
And this spiritual world is a real, and will last.
而且这个灵性的世界是主导我们这个物质世界的存在。
And so the spiritual world leads by the physical world.
所以我们没有神从神而来的启示，我们往往看不到这一点。
So without God's telling us that, we will not see that the spiritual world.
所以。彼得教导信徒，你们要预备主的再来。
So Peter taught believers how to prepare for the Lord's coming.
这就是主的再来，就预示着这个物质世界一个巨大的变化。
And so for Lord's second coming, that really tells us there will be a dramatic changes of the physical world.
而那个灵性的世界就要非常明显的参与到这个物质世界当中。
So this spiritual world will start to involve with the physical world.
所以彼得首先告诉我们要敬虔。
And so he taught us how to be godly.
所以在第十四节他讲到你们要殷勤。
And so also taught us we need to try every effort.
那么在第十八节告诉我们要长进。
And so also taught us we need to grow.
那么第十四节用两个名词讲到你们自己应该没有玷污无可指责。
And verse 14 talk about blameless and spotless.
为什么这样讲？
Why do they say that?
因为彼得就是站在一个灵性世界的角度来看我们物质世界。
And so Peter is in a spiritual world looking at the physical world.
那么他对这个世界的事情的看法就是特别的深刻。
So he has a very deep understanding of the spiritual world.
所以了解到世界末日的奥秘啊，不是为了满足我们的好奇心。
So understand the mystery of the end world is not satisfy our curiosity.
乃是让我们有一个敬虔的心。
This is rather to teach us how to be godly.
我想这是彼得后书的一个主题。
And so that is the theme of the second Peter.
在这封信的最后，他也提醒到我们要追求品格的提升。
And so in the last, he also talk about how we need to improve the character building.
这种灵性的进步和彼得前书，彼得后书开篇在第一章讲到的那些品格是遥相呼应的。
And so it's really echo what we talk about earlier in the chapter one.
所以呢，我们不但要活在物质的世界，我们也要活在灵性的世界。
And besides, we live in a physical world. We also need to live in a spiritual world.
所以预备主的再来呢，不但信心要坚固，我们要紧紧的抓住耶稣。
So besides that, we prepare for God's return. We need to have a strong our faith and hold fast to Jesus.
我前面几篇讲到防备异端的时候，特别提到说。核心的核心是什么？耶稣基督。
So the theme of the theme is that talk about is Jesus Christ.
为什么要抓住耶稣基督呢
？Why do we need to hold on Jesus Christ?
因为耶稣基督是我们这个物质世界与灵性世界连接的一个关键。
Because he is the connection between physical world and the spiritual world.
耶稣曾经来到过这世界。
And Jesus came to this world.
像我们一样生活在这个星球。
And he lived on this planet.
然后呢？他在这个星球上留下过他的足迹。
He left his footprints here.
那么耶稣基督的十字架呢， 就是这个天与地的融合。
So his cross is the combination of the heaven and earth.
也是这个物质世界跟灵性世界交汇的地方。
And that's the crossword between the spiritual world and the physical world.
所以我们只有透过耶稣基督，我们才可以看到这个灵性的世界。
Only through Christ that we know the spiritual world.
我们才可以进入神的国度。
So we can enter the kingdom of God.
那么只是活在物质世界的人，他只要看到物质的东西。
When people only live in the physical world can only see physical things.
他们每天思想的都是物质的东西。
And so the things what they think is about material.
那追求的也是物质的东西。
And they only pursue material goods.
那么他对灵性的事情是一窍不通的。
So they don't understand the physical, spiritual world.
这样的人我们也常常会遇到，是不是？
And very often we encounter those people.
但是那些进入灵性世界的人就不一样。
And the people who enter spiritual world are different.
就像彼得一样，这些人是站在灵性世界的这个角度来看我们的物质世界。
And they are standing in the spiritual world to look the physical world.
所以有些事情他就会看得比较深刻。
And so a lot of time they have a better understanding.
他们也会享受这个物质世界的一切。
They may enjoy the physical world.
但他不会为这个世界的物质所困扰。
And they will not be troubled by the physical world.
当然我这里不是说我们不要享受这个物质世界，这个物质世界还是很好的。
I'm not telling you not to enjoy the physical world.
这个世界是神所创造的。
And this is God has created.
是为我们所预备的。
It's prepared for us.
而且他希望我们来享受他的创造。
He wants us to enjoy it.
但是我们人的问题是我们是迷惑了，我们被这些物质的东西所困扰。
And very often because we're confused and then we'll be troubled by those things.
所以让我们的认知和这个物质世界的现实能够吻合。
So we need to match, we have a better understanding to understanding of the physical world.
所以我们必须借助灵性世界，我们才能纠正我们认知的偏差。
So we need to have the spiritual world to correct our mistakes.
可能有人会说哈，陈牧师你讲的可能有些道理哈。
And some people say, oh, Pastor Chen, yeah, it makes sense.
但是不见得我们这个物质世界所有的事情都一定要从灵性世界上去看吧。
But we don't have to really look everything through the spiritual world, looking at the physical world.
比如说科学。
For example, science.
那科学就是研究事实，研究这个物质世界的嘛。
And science, we study the physical world.
大概我们不需要灵性世界，对不对？
But we don't need a spiritual world.
啊，你如果了解到科学的发展史，你就会知道。
But if you understand development of the science, then you will understand.
所谓科学的发展，不仅是靠方法。
It's not only depends on method.
很多的时候是靠灵感。
Very often is by inspiration.
所以我们现在有现在的科学成就啊，你要知道有多少是因为灵性世界的介入才能有我们这些科学的进步。
So a lot of accomplishment of science is due to the inspiration.
不说别的哈，你们知道我以前学化学的吗
？You know that I was majoring in chemistry.
那么化学有一个很简单的物质。
And there's a one thing that's very simple.
大家这个物质叫苯。
Benzene.
Yeah, benzene. Yeah. 那苯的话呢，这个。在最早发现这个苯的时候，那科学家是非常困惑。
And the people were very puzzled by benzene.
这个物质啊非常简单。
And even though the atom is very simple.
六个碳，六个氢。
And six carbon and six hydrogen, right?
对。然后这个科学家怎么想都想不通，它的结构应该是怎么样的。
And the scientists could not understand their structure.
所以当时这个科学家叫开普勒哈，开普勒哈。那他就是也去思想说，这个六个碳和六个氢怎么能连在一起呢？根据当时的所有可知的结构是没有可能的。
And scientists didn't think it was possible to have six carbon and six hydrogen connected together.
这个东西肯定不会稳定存在。
It will never be stable.
但是事实是这个东西非常的稳定存在。
But reality is this is the structure is extremely stable.
最后啊。他从哪里得到灵感呢
？So where did he get the inspiration？
他做了个梦。
He dreamed one day。
他最做梦做到一条梦见一条蛇。
He dreamed a snake。
这个蛇的头跟尾是连在一起的。
And this snake's head and the tail were connected。
所以像一个环一样。
So it's like a ring。
说第二天早上一醒来，他就恍然大悟。
So finally he understood after he woke up。
他说 这个结构，于是他就把这个结构画出来。
So he draw the structure.
所以本呢是一个环状的结构。
So it become a circular structure.
那么六个碳是连成环状的。
And so they became a ring.
那么不但是苯，是苯有一大系列这个类似的这个化学的结构，全是这样子。
And so there's a lot of series of structure just like a benzene ring.
所以你看科学家不光是靠方法跟勤奋哈。
And so it's not, the scientist is not only for the methods and working hard.
你要还要会做梦哈。
And sometimes you need to dream.
所以神会通过梦告诉我们很多事情。
And sometimes God uses dream to tell us something.
所以活在上帝的恩典之中，我们才可以进入这个灵性的世界。
So living the grace of God that can help us enter, have access to spiritual world.
那我们借助这个灵性世界的帮助，我们就可以更好的来认识这个物质世界。
So through the spiritual world will help us to understand the physical world.
所以上帝是个灵。
God is a spirit.
那么人呢是有灵的活人。
And then we are the living being.
所以我们天生呢本身就具有这个和灵界来沟通的这个这个能力。
So naturally we have ability to communicate in the spiritual world.
基督徒呢我们叫重生得救的基督徒。
So Christian we talk about born again.
所以有圣灵在我们的心里面。
As a spirit, Holy Spirit indwelling us.
所以呢，我们具有这种得天独厚的条件。
And so we have this is those condition help us.
我们可以跟灵性世界来沟通。
So we communicate in the spiritual world.
遗憾的时候，很多的时候我们不晓得怎么跟圣灵去打交道。
But very unfortunately, a lot of time we don't know how to communicate through Holy Spirit.
所以我们要留意圣灵在我们身上的工作和在我们周围的工作。
So we really need to pay attention while the Holy Spirit is working among us.
这样的话，我们才会慢慢的学习跟掌握怎么跟神去沟通。
So then we can learn how to communicate with God.
那么我在这里正道呢，以前提多少提过一个这个基督徒的这个作家哈。
I have a share with you this, about this author.
那么他已经去世了，他以前是南加大的哲学系教授。
And so he was a philosophy professor at the Southern California.
那么他的名字就是魏勒德哈。
And so he already passed away. His name is Dallas Willard.
他有一次呢，在祷告当中啊，神就给他一个启示。
And so one day that he was praying, God gave him the revelation.
神的启示是他的儿子就在一个车祸中将会去世。
And his son is going to die in a car accident.
而且这个车祸呢，就是马上要发生的事。
And this car accident is it was imminent.
所以当时他知道神给他这个，心里非常的难过。
And so he was extremely saddened, and then know what's going to happen.
于是呢，他就特别的到他这个祷告的房间，他去那里，在那里持续不断的这样的祷告，向神来求。
So he went to his prayer room, continued to pray to God.
直到神最后给他确信说，你的儿子不会死于这次车祸。
And so finally, the God revealed to him that his son was not going to die from the car accident.
果然，第二天他就收到消息，他的儿子出了一个非常严重的车祸。
The second day, he got a message that his son was involved in a very serious car accident.
因为他的车是跟个大卡车撞上的。
Because there was a collide with a truck.
然后他居然呢没有受伤的。
But his son was not was unhurt.
那所有的人都很稀奇，说这么大的车祸，他居然没有受到这么任何严重的创伤哈。
People were amazed that he was saved during such a big collision.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们去亲近神的话，神必然会亲近我们。
When we want to close to God, God will close to us.
所以我们生活在这物质世界，我们要知道同时有一个灵性世界在存在。
So when we live in the physical world, we need to know that there's a spiritual world.
而且灵性世界在主导我们这个物质世界。
And so the spiritual world is leads in the spiritual physical world.
那么为什么我要讲要活在三个世界呢？
So why do I want to say we're living in three different worlds?
那除了我讲的物质世界和灵性世界，另外我所要讲的第三个世界叫永恒的世界。
And there's another world called eternal world.
这个世界就是说我们这个物质世界，我说是暂时存在的嘛。
And so we're talking about physical world is temporary.
因为彼得在这第三章前面也讲了，这个世界必将毁于烈火。
And so this world it will be destructed in fire.
但是神要有一个新的世界创造给我们。
But God will create a new world for us.
就是在第十三节啊，这一章第十三节所讲的新天新地。
And so in the verse 13, talk about new heaven and earth.
那个时候，上帝要与人同住。
And so we'll talk about that God will live with us.
他的荣耀要充满全地。
And His glory will be everywhere.
那个时候不再有战争，不再有疾病，不再有痛苦。
No more war, no more disease, and no more pain.
也没有忧伤和痛苦。
And no more tears and sorrow.
说这是人类的终极世界。
And this is the ultimate world of mankind.
这是神所为我们预备的国度。
And this is what God has provided for us.
所以是个永恒的世界。
This is an eternal world.
是我们将来这些蒙恩得救的基督徒要生活的一个世界。
And this is for us that being saved is what will be the world that we're going to enter in.
所以我们看到了我们现在的世界，我们还有看不见的那个灵性的世界，还有一个将来要来到的一个世界。
One world, the physical world is visible, but there's also spiritual world is invisible and also eternal world.
所以现今的世界呢必将过去哈。
And this world will finally gone.
末日之灾呢，我们上次讲过，不是带来毁灭，而是最终要带来一个新的纪元。
And so beside the end of worlds, not only bring destruction, also start a new world.
上帝在这个世界给我们的心意就是要预备我们自己。
And so God has a heart that wants us to prepare ourselves.
我们来进入那个新的世界。
So we can enter the new world.
若是只活在物质世界当中呢，我们将来就必然就会与物质世界一同的毁灭。
And so if we only live in the physical world, we'll be destructive with the physical world.
当我们用上帝之眼来看现今世界的时候，
When you will look at this God's eyes to look the world,
我们就会更加清楚我们现在为什么要活在这个世界。
And so we understand why do we want we live in the physical world.
所以人生活在这个物质世界呢，我们要看到这个永恒世界。
And so we're even living in the physical world, we need to see the eternal world.
所以我们活在当下要着眼永恒。
And so we need to we live at the present, but focus in the eternity.
另外有一部电影，我不知道大家有没有看过。你们知道，你们牧师很喜欢看电影啊。
So now you know the Pastor Chen love to see movies.
我来到美国最开心的两件事就是可以看电影跟开车哈。
And the two things that make me very happy when I come to United States, one is watching movie and also drive.
因为在当时啊，在中国看不到美国的电影。
And so in China, we could not see the American movies.
所以呢，现在的话，这个电影啊也很有意思。这个电影叫Devil's Advocate， 魔鬼代言人。
Devil Advocate。
他是讲到说有一个律师啊。
And talk about this as a lawyer.
这个律师呢，非常年轻有为。
And he was very capable and young.
也非常雄心勃勃。
And has of ambitions.
他每个官司他都要赢的。
And so every lawsuit he want to win.
他果然是赢。
So he won every one of them.
所以他从这个佛罗里达一个小镇上，他就打官司，一直打到 New York City.
And so from he lived a very small small city in Florida and all the way to New York City.
那么他呢，就是在这个不断的升迁过程当中啊，他就是所有的精力都放在赢这个官司上。
And so his focus is how to win every single lawsuit.
那他就不知道在这一切的背后有什么事情发生哈。
But he wasn't realized that there was happening behind.
直到有一天他面对这个 devil 的时候。
And when did he encounter devil?
那个 devil 就会问他，你知道你怎么会赢吗？
And so the devil asked him, do you know why you're winning every case?
你知道他是，他就告诉他，那是因为有我的嘞。
The reason you're winning because it's me.
所以弟兄姐妹，就是告诉我们，不小心的话，我们追求一个东西的话，我们不晓得我们后面的东西，我们就会上到圈套里面。
And so we have to be careful. We're not cautious about. We might fall into the trap.
那么后来这个年轻的律师才认识到，他已经走到这个魔鬼的圈套里面。
So then this young lawyer finally realized he's already walking in the devil's path.
很多在这世界生活，我们如果不晓得的话，就是这个危险。
And so if we don't understand that, we have that danger.
就像我们去诱捕那个动物似的哈。
So we try to capture some small animals.
你就给他们放点食物嘛。
And you put some the food.
哎，你放这里放一块，那边放一块，这个动物怎么就顺着这个食物走了，对不对
？And you put some the food on the path, and the animal will follow.
所以到那个陷阱时，它掉下去了。
And so it will fall into the trap.
这是魔鬼，是同样的道理哈。
And devil is doing the same thing.
当我们不配注意、不留意它的存在的时候，我们只看到那个食物，那个好处在那里，就一步一步就跟过去
了。We don't realize his existence and his tricks, then we're going to fall into the trap.
当我们知道的时候，就太晚了。
And by the time we understand, it's already too late.
所以我们要活在当下，着眼永恒。
So we gotta live in the moment with an eye toward eternity.
末日之灾之后，人类必然迎来一个无比繁荣的时代。
After disaster of the last day, mankind will surely usher the kingdom of God.
而且上帝有新天新地为我们存留。
And God will prepare new heaven and earth.
如今这个上帝的国度啊，已经开始运作。
And God's kingdom has already started.
而且在悄悄地改变着一切。
And it's gradually changing things.
这就是彼得为什么说要敬虔的生活。
And that's why Peter talked about living a godly life.
因为神的灵已经降在我们的身上，在改变我们的生命。
Because God's spirit is already with us and changing us.
所以活在永恒世界不是将来的事。
And so living an eternal life is not something in the future.
是我们现在就可以开始的事。
It's something we already started now.
所以这就是为什么我说我们活在三个世界。
And so we talk about three different worlds.
我们现在就可以活在永恒世界。
So now we can live in eternal world.
等待耶稣基督的降临。
And waiting for his second coming.
那个时候就是我们完全得赎的日子。
And that will be they will finally be saved.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天经过了十七讲，我们终于完成了彼得前后书的系列。
After seventeen lessons, we finally conclude first and second Peter.
那么这两卷书不是很长的哈。
And those two books are not very long.
但是却含有丰富的信息。
But there's a lot of message in there.
彼得前书告诉我们，基督徒在面对逼迫苦难的时候，我们怎么样能够持守我们的信仰
？And so the first Peter talk about how can we hold our faith during the difficult time.
那么彼得后书则是讲到说，在末世的时候有这些异端兴起的时候，我们怎么样坚固我们的信心
？And so the second Peter talk about there will be heresy in the cult. How can we steadfast our faith?
那么这两卷书对我们现今时代是再恰当不过的了。
And it's so appropriate for our life right now.
是我们都会面对的
，is something we will face，
也是非常实用的
，is very practical。
末日会来到
，and the end of world will come。
那么，末日的谣传不会间断
，and so those the rumors will never stop。
异端邪说还是此起彼伏
，and the heresy and the cults will still continue come and go。
但是彼得提醒我们要有敬虔的心
，and Peter reminds us that we need to live in godly life。
我们要活在当下。着眼永恒。
We need to live now, but then focus our eye to eternity.
那么以前有一个人呢，叫 Arthur 哈。
And there's one person, his name is Arthur.
那他是在澳大利亚生活。
He lives in Australia.
在上个世纪大概20年代。
And it's about the last 上个世纪。
Twenty years of last century.
Yeah, last century.、
那么他呢是一个。醉鬼哈
，He is alcoholic.
他有很多的问题。
He has a lot of problems.
不过有一天呢，他居然在这个一个布道会上，他听到福音哈。
And one day he received heard the evangelical message.
然后他就信了主。
And he accepted Christ.
他信了主之后，他就非常的喜乐。
And became very very joyful.
他的生命也改变了。
And his life has changed.
他不再是个流浪街头的醉鬼了。
He's no longer living on the street and alcoholic.
然后他就非常想说，我要为主可以做些什么。
He really want to share his experience and do something for the Lord.
不过他想呢，他真的没有什么技巧。
But he doesn't have any skills.
也没有什么学历。
And he was not educated.
于是呢。他就想说我可以做的一件事是什么
But one thing he was thinking that he could do.
他就拿了一支粉笔。
He used a chalk.
然后到这个悉尼城市啊澳大利亚悉尼这个城市街上到了街上他就在所有的这个洋灰的 马路啊，或者台阶上去写字。
And so he went to the synagogue and then used a chalk to write something on the concrete or on the wall.
只写一个字。
He only write one word.
Eternity.
永恒。
永恒。所以他坚持不懈哈。
He persisted.
啊，几十年他就是悉尼，到处他就写。
And he no matter where he went for many decades, he just write one word.
说当行人走到街上，他就看到这个永恒的字。
So when people see it, people see this word eternity.
那么走到这个台阶上，就看到这个永恒的字。
When you see the step, you see eternity.
以至于悉尼这个市政府为此特别通过一个法律。
And so the city that actually passed a law.
那么取消禁止在这个马路上乱写的这个东西，允许给他开绿灯，让他可以随便写。
So they gave the green light for him that he can write on the street.
那么甚至在2000年悉尼这个庆祝新年的时候。悉尼大桥特别打出了这个字 eternity.
And so one time, one year they celebrate Chinese, celebrate New Year, and they even put this word out, the eternity.
所以人们就给这个 Arthur 起了一个外号叫 Mr. Eternity.
And so they gave me a nickname, Mr. Eternity.
弟兄姐妹，我们活在当下，着眼于。
So we live in now, but focus on eternity.
让愿神祝福他的话语。
So God bless His words.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dearly, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your blessing.
你把这些属灵的真理启示给我们。
You have revealed all your spiritual truth.
你开我们的眼睛。
You open our eyes.
你打开我们的灵眼。
And you open our spiritual.
让我们不是看到这些可见的物质世界。
And so we only not see the physical world.
我们也看到你奇妙的作为。
We see your miraculous, wonderful work.
主愿你的日子早日的降临。
So your second coming soon.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So your will be on earth, just like in heaven.
也愿主你保守我们的心。
Continue to protect and guide us.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until your second return.
我们这样的祈求祷告。奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.